text 087 69 44 500.
90.3 Near FM. And you are very welcome back to Lifeline here this morning on Near FM. And I am so happy to welcome my guest to this morning's programme. It's the lovely Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well.
Sharon, I have been trying to get somebody to come on to the programme for the last few weeks and talk about happiness and how to stay happy. And I was researching there a few things online and I came across your good self. And you work from Laughter Yoga Dublin. Do you want to start off, tell us a little bit about Laughter Yoga Dublin?
So Laughter Yoga Dublin is just laughter yoga classes. So a lot of people, like some people might know what laughter yoga is. Some people might not know. Mm-hmm. So for those who don't know, it's really just like a laughter class. I think of it as a laughter class or as a way of practice and laughter. And some people might think, well, I don't really need to practice laughter. Often a lot of us, we get into taking life real seriously. Mm. And so it's kind of just a way to kind of let go of it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I kind of think of it as a space to be like a bit mad, like allow yourself to be a bit mad and a bit playful, because we get a little bit mad and crazy in our laughter yoga classes.
And tell me, Sharon, is it still the same as doing, we'd say, normal yoga? Would you do like the positions and the exercises and stuff? No, okay.
So, of course, with the word yoga, it could be a bit confusing.
Yeah.
But the word yoga just means to join or to unite. So in the case of laughter yoga, it just means like you're uniting with the other people there through laughing together.
Really?
And also, I like to think of it as though as you're uniting with a more true sense of yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because laughter can just help you to let go of any tension. So any like inhibitions that are in your mind or in your body, just kind of leaving you as kind of at peace, you know, like just being and just kind of just present in the moment. And that's one of the things that I really love about laughter yoga, and one of the things that keep me doing it as well. I think it just gets people to be really present. And when people are just real present together, they're just kind of naturally at peace and naturally having a reason to be, you know.
Yeah, I'd say that you see some great results from that as well, Sharon. But I didn't know that the word yoga means giant together.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like an old Sanskrit word that means that. So like there's loads of different types of yoga and all, and us like in the West, we're used to whatever yoga is like popular. Yeah. So like this like Ashtanga yoga and Hatha yoga and all.
Yeah.
And really the goal is just to be a harmony, you know, with yourself. Like that's the true goal of yoga. So in that sense, I think laughter yoga does like impart some of what the true yoga is.
Yeah. I did yoga before, it would have been going back 10 years ago when I had my second son, and I found it really, really brilliant exercise. As you said, there's all different versions of it. I found it to be fantastic. I'd be a big fan of yoga, but I've heard there's loads of different yogas going around at the moment, like that hot yoga. Now, I couldn't cope with that. Come here, hot enough. Don't like to break a sweat. Just to laugh, that's it. Whereabouts can people go to your classes, Sharon, if they wanted to do so?
So we have one public class a month at the moment, and it's on Baggot Street.
Yeah.
So 24 Baggot Street, and it's on the first Monday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30.
First Monday.
And it's really better to not really think of it as yoga, because that word can be confusing, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's like people want to experience it because it sounds interesting, you know, laughter and yoga. But really, it's just like a space to let go and have fun.
And do you have a lot of people attending?
So there's usually like a minimum of kind of 15 people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, it's really full. So sometimes, like, the room is not huge, but I don't turn anyone away. So if we can fit in, you're allowed in.
Yes.
But, like, up to, like, maybe 40 people in the room or something.
Oh, my God. So it would be hot yoga as well as laughter yoga.
Well, the odd time it is on a hot day. Yeah, I joke and say it's like Bikram laughter yoga.
How did you get involved, Sharon? I've been talking to you the last day. Well, I've been talking to you the last few weeks, actually, trying to get you here.
Yeah.
And you have an amazing outlook on life. I love your attitude on life. Everything is so happy, and you're a naturally happy person. And we were talking about this yesterday. Did you realise that you are just, I'm a happy person, I need to share this? How did it happen for you?
Well, it can be hard to like trace back things, because everything seems to just kind of unfold and just happen.
Yeah.
I was kind of like just interested in being happy, you know, like obviously I am happy, so
yeah.
I'm interested in sharing like happiness with other people. So about 5 years ago, someone suggested that I teach other people how to be happy. So it's not like, if you're happy, you don't really know why you're happy, you just kind of are. But because someone kind of suggests that I do it, then I start kind of questioning, okay, well, why am I happy? And then I decided to, I was doing happiness workshops. So I was kind of looking into it like a little bit more and questioning in myself, how am I happy? Like, because how can you share? You can't just kind of give your happiness to someone else. Like, if you're happy, you want to give it to someone else, but you can't just give it to them, you know, because it has to be something that comes from inside you.
And happiness workshops. You were doing happiness workshops. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Well, I just made it up. but it does exist because I thought I just made it up. But then because I was doing it, I was looking it up on the internet, and there are other people that do things called happiness workshops as well. So it's just like different ways of kind of looking at life and looking like a ways of exploring inside yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And I was doing laughter as part of that. And I wasn't calling it laughter yoga, but I was just kind of calling it laughter. And maybe we were doing like a small section of the workshop on laughter.
Yeah.
And then I had heard about laughter yoga before. So naturally then I looked into laughter yoga a little bit more then to see if I could learn a little bit more about the laughter aspect of it.
Yeah.
And then just the way life unfolded and all, I stopped doing happiness workshops and I started doing laughter yoga workshops. And it's kind of, it's just kind of practical as well, because you can kind of do it all the time and the same people can come again, because with a happiness workshop, it's like someone might come once and then they're not going to come again. But with laughter yoga, it's like it's something that you can kind of keep doing.
Well, what type of little things do you do then to get people laughing and stuff?
It's kind of like laughter yoga is based on laughing without the need for humour.
Yeah.
So when people think of laughter, they often think, something needs to be funny.
Yeah.
That would be the first natural response. But in laughter yoga, we look at it in a different kind of way. So we're laughing with our bodies first rather than with our minds first, because your body and your mind aren't really separate from each other. They're kind of one thing. So if you affect your mind, then your body is going to be affected. And if you affect your body, then your mind is going to be affected.
Yeah.
And so with laughter yoga, we laugh with our bodies first. So sometimes people say, you know, fake it until you make it or something. So like you just choose to laugh and go, ha ha ha. And obviously that feels like, I don't really like to say that, because obviously to fake, if you're fake laughing, it feels different than genuinely laughing. And like you want genuine laughter, really.
But it does work.
But I do. Yeah, exactly. So I do still think like pretending to laugh at first does have a place, because it's kind of like, I kind of see it as like you're kind of opening a door to laughter, because if your body is already going ha 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 like this, then it's much more likely that genuine laughter is going to come.
Yeah, I've heard it before that you can trick your brain into sending endorphins. You can, by fake laughing, it does send the endorphins, because your body doesn't realize
here.
Yeah, so it is. So anybody out there feeling down in the dumps, ha 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 ha. That's all, folks. I'm only joking.
And it's not just about laughing, laughter yoga, but it's also about kind of encouraging playfulness and just kind of not really taking yourself so seriously. So like the things that we do in a laughter yoga class, I wouldn't really be suggesting that people go off and do that when they leave the laughter yoga class, because you might get taken into like an insane asylum or something. But like it's just to have the space to allow yourself to let go.
Yeah.
And when you can do that with other people, it's just like more likely that you can just kind of relax and be yourself more in other situations as well.
Do you know, some kind of inspired myself to do this interview, and I've been trying to get this interview for a while, and what inspired me was the Pharrell and Oprah interview. And I know it was basically, we touched on this the other day, Sharon, when we were when we were talking, and Pharrell Williams maintains that happiness is a state of mind, and he lives his life with the law of attraction and the secret and so forth, but we're not going to get too deep into that, but I would believe now that as well. But the way he was talking and the way he was saying, like, it's the state of mind, it's a decision that you make if you want to be happy. And you know, he had, he blew me away with the things that he was saying. And I said, there's so much depression going around at the moment, right? I've never experienced so many people that I know in my walk of life, and people are sad all the time. They're depressed and everything, and including myself. I'm not going to say that I'm happy all the time. I do go through my little, everybody does. And just, I suppose, I think people are really fed up with all the things that are happening in the country at the moment with the water charges, and we don't know how much we're going to have to pay, and all these things are building up and building up and building up and building up, and all I'm hearing from everybody is moan, 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 and I'm like, I'm sick of it. Right, so we still need to deal with all our problems, we still need to kind of keep a grip of our lives, but we need to be happy and That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're trying to inspire people this morning to do. Now, you said to me that you are happy and everything else is on top of it. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, your philosophy on that, Sharon, please?
Yes, so what I was saying is that we're naturally happy and naturally just kind of at peace. So it depends what you think happiness is as well. Mm-hmm. So people have a lot of different ideas about what happiness is. So because we were talking about laughter, yoga and all, sometimes people think like happiness is if you're going around laughing and smiling and all, but I wouldn't really say that that is really what happiness is, because someone could be like, they could say that they're very happy and you wouldn't really see them laughing and joking and being like even social with people. And so there's no like actual things necessarily that you can see. It's just about what you kind of feel inside, you know.
Yes.
And so like naturally we are happy beings, but we have all different things that we've learned from society and from just the world around us and the way we've been brought up and everything, that kind of get on top of that, I suppose. And so it's just like if we can let go of kind of a lot of beliefs and stuff that we have, we can know that we're happy. Because of course we want to, like, for someone to come along and say, oh yeah, you're already happy, like there'll be people like, oh yeah, but I'm not, I don't feel it. So that's really natural, and of course we want to know that we're happy and to feel that we're happy.
People find it hard to park their problems and to feel the happiness that's actually inside them. But you have a fantastic page. I had to share it yesterday with a few of my friends, and it's,
yeah, I saw that you shared it.
I Choose Happiness. Wow, I love it. I do. I mean, you have so much nice inspiring quotes there, pictures there. I found it just brilliant. I Choose Happiness. It is, it's a choice. It is a choice. Now, you know, I don't want to put talk of lots of doom and gloom, but there is just something that I wanted to ask you. Let's say there's people that are listening to this broadcast and they might be saying to themselves, well, you know what, guess what, I've just lost a loved one, or I'm grieving for a romance, we'll say, is broken up, or a death, anything, and I can't feel happy. Now, I know my own personal experience. I've lost somebody through death, and I didn't think it was I was ever going to feel happy again. And it does happen, and that ball is still stays with you. And it's a little bit hard for you to break out of the shell and to kind of... But you were talking about feelings and what to do when you're going through a breakup or a bereavement.
So for me, like, a very important part of being happy is to just... Like, happiness comes from inside you, you know, so you're not going to find it through another person or through anything that really can be in front of you in your life, you know, so an experience or anything like that. So to kind of realise that, then it comes back to yourself. And of course, like, lots of different things happen. So like if someone really close to you dies or something like that, I think it's important to just fully accept and allow all the feelings and emotions that are happening. So often what keeps things kind of going on longer and longer than they should, that we're not really fully allowing the expression of emotions inside ourselves. So whatever that is, no emotion is a bad emotion, you know. Like, so if someone is interested in happiness, and of course, like, everybody wants to feel happy, so then when a feeling comes that's not happiness, and we tend to kind of push it away and say, no, I don't want that, that's not right, you know. And like, society and like the world has kind of brought us up this way, is that like, and everything around us is selling us like you should be like this, and like all the ads on TV, there's going to be people smiling and everyone looks happy. They don't put like miserable people like in advertisements. And so it's like, so to just really allow everything as fully as possible and to not like interpret things that are going on too much. So you might have lots of feelings going on inside you, but and then you have the added element of your idea about what it means, but really we don't really know what anything means. So to just like allow everything to just kind of flow through us, then so that's what I would say, to just allow everything to come and go, and that includes emotions and feelings. And it's really, really natural for us all to have different emotions and feelings, and the more kind of we allow them, then they just flow through much, much faster. And so I would consider myself to be kind of quite happy and peaceful. That doesn't mean to say that I don't ever feel sad or I don't ever feel other emotions. But they just don't stay for very long. You know, so they just come and go again.
Yeah, but like that, it is. It's important for us to feel all of these emotions and to let them flow through our body. And that's I love your attitude and the way that you put it, Sharon. You have a great way of explaining yourself. Now, for some people that are depressed and are listening in, and they might now, let's say, right, depressed, and we're going to talk about, okay, we know loads of people are under financial pressure. The kids are going back to school in September. I know that's miles away, but these things, people are thinking it way ahead in advance, and then you know they've so much other bills. It's so hard to shift all of that and to just feel the happiness and to be high on life and to be high on being alive and be thankful that you're alive, you know?
I don't think it's a good idea for anyone to put like pressure on themselves for anything. So even pressure on yourself to be happy or something. So like a lot of stress that people experience is because they're, like you said, worried about the future. So really realistically, to just kind of be present here in this moment, maybe in a month's time, someone might have financial worries, but you don't know what's going to happen in a month's time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could change. And in this moment, is there really anything stopping them from being content and happy, you know? And usually in the exact moment, there isn't. Mm-hmm. And everything kind of does just work itself out and everything is fine. And I have found that no matter what happens and no matter how challenging a situation is, we can deal with it. So there seems to be this kind of fear that something is going to happen and we're not going to be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's like why people stress out about the future or something, because they're afraid that some situation is going to come and it's going to overwhelm them and they won't be able to handle it. Mm-hmm. But we can absolutely handle everything. So even whoever is listening and yourself as well, we've all been through different hard situations, but we got through it.
Yes.
You know, we come through it. To even just to see that in your own life, that you have been able to come through absolutely everything. If you can see that in your own life, then it's easier to just accept and you don't actually really need to worry about the future.
Yeah. When you come out the other side of these things, you can pat yourself on the back and love yourself. And that's something else that I wanted to ask you about, Sharon. I know people find it so hard to love themselves. They really do. And here's, do you know, we're going to talk about loving yourself in 2 seconds, but just wanted to say something to you as well that Pharrell said, and really was interested in what he had to say, and something that I would like to share with the listeners of Lifeline as well. That we'll say there's people that are in hospital, okay, and we know loads of people that have actually been on this program that are in hospital now, and a lovely lady that was here not so long ago, Karen, but people that are in hospital and they're critically ill, we'll say, and they've say 6 months to live and stuff like that, and they're going through treatments and to prolong their lives, but they know that they're going to die after a short amount of time, and these people are still, they're happy even though they know they're going to die, they're still happy. Mm-hmm. But yet you could have somebody else that they know they're going to die as well, and they're not happy. They're really depressed over and sad. So that's the difference between being happy for the rest of your life, even though I know it's not a nice thing to be told that you're going to die or whatever. But this is the choice. This is what he was saying about, you know, it's the attitude that you have to have and it's the state of mind. When he was talking about that, I was kind of like blown away altogether, because it is, it's true, you know, and we do know people that are sick. And like, I mean, my own father died a few years ago and he was very sick for his whole life, and he was always happy, and he'd be ringing you up telling you jokes, and he'd be on his way into hospital, you know. So do you know what I'm saying? But I think that a lot of stuff comes down the bottom with a lot of people is that people don't love themselves. They're looking for somebody to love them. They're looking for somebody to, like, look at all the single people and look at all the people that are after losing a partner, things like that that are happening in everyday life. You need to love yourself, and it's one of the most hardest things in the world to do, is to love yourself. But then on the other hand, I suppose that you have the old people that love themselves and they get slagged for loving themselves. But, you know, in fairness, it's a very hard thing to do, is to love yourself. Have you any tips how you can love yourself? I would be suggesting giving yourself more water.
Water is good. When I think of loving myself, and that has been something that was important for me in my life itself, for me it really comes back to, again, like just loving and accepting myself in every moment. So like, no matter what I am feeling or what I'm experiencing, to just fully allow it within myself, and really that's love. And that means not judging yourself really harshly, and allowing all emotions and allowing absolutely everything. But that doesn't mean if you find yourself complaining about something.
Yes.
That's not really, let's say if something has gone on in your life, like you owe 200 euro and you don't have it or something, let's say. And you find yourself like giving out, or you're giving out, there's people who give out about the government and all. Like,
it's horrible people.
So if you're giving out about them, you're not really allowing that feeling inside yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you're kind of complaining and giving out, it's kind of a way of resisting the feeling that you have.
Yeah.
You know, so I could say, to allow and accept, and then someone might go, oh yeah, well, I'm allowing and accepting myself to lie in and to give out. And to some extent, that's true. Like, you have to allow everything. So it really just comes down to that, like, to just, like, allow and accept everything, and to just notice in yourself and just kind of be honest with yourself as well, if you're fighting against what's showing up in your life or not. And when they say the state of mind is a, like, happiness is a state of mind, so it just kind of means that, like, so there's lots of different ways of looking at things, mm-hmm. you know, and different ways of seeing things. Just kind of not believing too much in, I suppose, judgmental ways of looking at what's going on in your life. And just, again, like, it just, for me, it really just comes down to, like, allowing everything to just be as it is, without judgment or without interpretation.
We have a text in for you there. I'm happy, you're happy, big hugs. And that's coming in from Ursula.
Yay, big hugs, Ursula.
Lovely.
Can I just say something else about that as well?
Yeah.
Because I said there to allow everything without judgment, but in a way, it's really natural for our minds to produce judgment.
Yeah.
You know, so when different things are going on in our life, like, judgments come into our minds. So to not kind of listen to absolutely everything that pops on into our mind is very important. And because if we have, up until this point in our life, let's say, we haven't been happy, or we've had lots of ups and downs, and it's really normal to have ups and downs, but to be kind of, we really want to be at peace, you know, so to be at peace, things become a little bit more stable, and so there's not as many ups and downs.
Yeah.
Maybe still ups and downs are there, but there's an underlying kind of peace. So it's really natural for the mind to kind of give you judgment about things that are going on in your life, and maybe even about yourself. So to just kind of not listen to those judgments.
I suppose it's like what they say, don't believe everything you read in the paper.
Exactly. So it's exactly like that. So I was saying as well to a friend of mine recently, it's like going into a supermarket, you know, and if you went into a supermarket and you bought absolutely everything that was there, so you just start getting everything and putting it into your trolley, you know, like everything that you could see. So it's like that. Like, sometimes people do that with thought, like every thought that pops in their mind, they say, yeah, okay, and they take it. There is, it is a possibility to create space between you and what your mind presents you with.
I love that.
And so we don't have to buy everything.
Yeah, Sharon, I love that you said there, that you can make space in your mind. That's a lovely idea, because, I mean, I would have a chock-a-block mind at the best of times, and I'd be like, oh, my head is wrecked. I can't get this out of my head, and I can't get that out of my head. Juggling things as well. I suppose it'd be fantastic to be able to experience going to the laughter yoga and to be sitting there and to become a part of that lull, and to be able to leave all the crap at the doorstep, if you want of a better word. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think laughter yoga is a really great tool.
Yes.
You know, so if happiness is what you're interested in, then it can definitely help you to just kind of let go of not taking yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
And just, like, I kind of see, like, really we're all the same, you know, we're all, like, underneath our personalities and our different roles that we have in life. And everything. Like, if you are just sitting in, let's say if you're sitting at the sea, okay?
Yeah.
Or you're sitting in nature and you're just not thinking about anything. So you're just really in nature. And often people experience it in nature when you're just being. Yeah, and in your sense of being, when anyone feels that, it's the very same for everyone. Like, so you're being, your sense of being isn't different than someone else's sense of being.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels exact same to them.
Yeah.
And, like, when I feel like I'm being, that's the exact same, and that's really what we are. And then our personality and our roles and the different stories that we have going on in our life come kind of after that, you know, and we get kind of caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
So laughter yoga is a great way to kind of let go of that. And some people then might say, you know, well, that's not very practical, you know, because I have to go and work. And but, like, you can still, like, allow all those differentness, so you can allow your different role and allow your different personality, but just inside you, you're connected to your sense of being more consistently.
I love
so it whether you're sitting in nature. Sorry, so whether you're sitting in nature or you're like in the middle of some like real crazy busy situation, you can still be connected to that inner sense of being inside you.
Yeah. Do you know what I love about the whole thing? I love about the whole thing. Well, the happiness, because I am searching for happiness, and I am happy, and I refuse to be unhappy, and so should you all you guys out there listening. But here's the thing: the fact of going in, and I'm having this idea in my mind. Oh, we're going to go to laughter yoga, and I have this thought in my mind from previous times going to yoga. You know the way you'd be doing the stretching exercises and the poses, and you're lying flat on the base of your back, and you know that position that you put your toes up in the air, and it's the strength position they call it.
I don't know that one.
Well, I actually achieved it after having a baby 10 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. And the girl that was teaching the yoga class, Helen, I lost her contact details. She was an amazing person. And she said to me, you know, your strength as well, it's all in the mind. And I'm like, I fed my butt, we'll say, through my hands, and I'm lying on my back. And next of all, before I knew it, my shoulders were supporting my whole body and my toes were in the air. Do you get me what I'm saying? I couldn't believe it. Like I had a little...
I just have an image of you upside down now, like with your feet in the air. So
I had a four-week-old baby. Anyway, listen to me, I tell you, Sharon. Oh my God! So I have this mad idea in my head. I'm going to go into this laughter yoga, and you're going to be in stitches laughing at me when I have the legs up in the air. But it's not like that at all.
It is fun. I don't really claim, you know, like if someone comes to laughter yoga that you're going to be happy now for the rest of your life or something. I wouldn't make any claims like that.
Yeah. Just to let people know as well that they're not going to be in there doing the typical yoga exercises, the traditional ones that were used, I suppose.
But it's very, very like simple and easy. Sometimes people, like even friends of mine, like they like the idea of it but they think, oh, maybe I'm not going to be able to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and it's real normal to feel like that before you come. But when you're there, it's really like you don't need to know anything in advance or anything. Like it's really, really simple.
Yeah.
So like I and sometimes Niall, my partner leads the classes with me as well.
Yes.
So either myself or Niall would show you in advance. And usually it's just like we're kind of joking or pretending, like messing, you know, like doing a little action and laughing at the same time.
Yeah.
And everyone just kind of gets caught up in the silliness.
I can't wait to. Do you know what? I've always volunteer myself for things on Lifeline, and I do some of them, and then I lie about some. Wouldn't go as far as to say lie, but I'm not going to say lie. But I've been roped into doing diets, fitness programs, you name it, so over the last few years, and it's great though because it does keep me healthy. Thanks, everybody. That would be my past, like people that have come on the program. But I have to say, I am going to go to your laughter yoga. I mean it. I want to go. So I'm going to go. Yeah. So the next.
I can't wait to have you there.
You were saying that your classes are in Bagot Street. 44 Bagot Street was that you said, Sharon?
24.
Well, I got a four in it anyway. 24 Bagot Street on the first Monday of the month.
Yes.
So would that be next Monday?
Yes, so it'll be the 7th of July.
7th July. Okie dokie. And what time is that at?
From 6:30 to 7:30.
6:30 to 7:30. Okay, and all are welcome. Is there a fee, Sharon?
It's €7.
€7?
€7, but like if anyone ever wanted to come for some reason they didn't have €7, I wouldn't turn them away either.
Oh, you're so nice, Sharon. Do you know that? That's why I think that you are. You have a great attitude on life, and it was absolutely a pleasure speaking to you this morning on Lifeline. Can't wait. There's a text in from Tara as well, and she wants to say that she really enjoyed listening to the broadcast. She lives in Swords, but she's very tempted to make her way into Bagot Street next Monday. This is from Morrisley.
Can I say one more thing before
yoga?
And I often say this in my laughter yoga classes, is that like I wouldn't be encouraging everyone to go around like laughing like lunatics all the time around.
Okay.
But just that really to just be yourself, so to be happy is to just be yourself, really.
Yeah.
And to just allow yourself to be yourself in all situations as much as possible. So often, like, we can be ourselves, you know, and at peace when we're by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to interaction with other people, we think we have to perform, or we think we have to be something other than ourselves. But it's completely fine to just be yourself all the time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it can take time for people, you know, like to, like, kind of just let go of things that we've learned.
Brilliant. Well, I'm going to have to let you go there. We're at running over the break, so we'll be putting that out now.
Okay.
You, if anybody wants any more information, you can like your page, I Choose Happiness, and that's on Facebook. And also you have the Laughter Yoga Dublin Facebook page, and so there's loads of ways of contacting you, and people that might want more information I'll be giving it out at the end of the programme. Sharon, it was my pleasure speaking to you this morning, and I feel uplifted. Thank you so much.
It was lovely to speak to you as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks a million. And Sharon, please God, we'll have you back on if you wouldn't mind. Make us happier.
Well, I'd love to be able to make people happy. Thing is, it has to come from inside you.
But that's the main thing. That is the main thing. Yeah. Sharon, best of luck to yourself and your partner, Niall, in the future, and continue the good work. Thank and you. It's so my pleasure to speak to you this morning on Lifeline.
Thank you.
And that was Sharon there from Laughter Yoga Dublin. Oh my God, what an uplifting lady. Folks, we just have a quick break. Don't go anywhere, because we got Pharrell on the way with a little bit of happiness.
Download the podcast and catch up on your listening at near.ie.
By the way.